Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a fart walk, angels in a basket, and the Ace Cosby joke of the day. It's all coming up in just a second.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Suck my hey you kiss my you do
That's not right.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have completed our sportscast. Then,
yes, we have.
A lot of exciting things coming up in sports in the near future. The NBA playoffs.
WNBA draft this afternoon.
Yeah.
7:30, of course, from the cradle of the WNBA, the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Be on ESPN. Who's really famous that came out of Brooklyn? I want to say like Brooklyn. Donald Fagan or somebody came out of the Brooklyn Academy.
Hmm. I don't know.
Don't you think? Like somebody...
No, Donald Fagan...
a lot of rappers.
The Brooklyn Academy of Music?
Yeah, the Beastie Boys. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there you go. They like No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
We turn to Christy Lee at the news desk. What have you got over there?
Health experts are praising a brand new viral trend called... The fart walk.
The fart walk.
The so-called fart walk became a phenomenon after it was introduced by TikTok user Marilyn Smith.
I'm a fart walking. I'm a fart walk.
Who shared that she and her husband go on a walk about an hour after eating a fiber-rich dinner to release gas.
Walk and farts go by.
Gastroenterologists have been chiming in, backing up Mrs. Smith's claims. Dr. Lisa Ganju of NYU notes that a post-meal stroll helps trigger gut mobility, and it can get things moving in your GI tract. She added that any type of exercise can help keep your blood sugar in check, and an after-dinner walk is a great way to get some gentle activity in.
How about that?
Do the fart walk.
Yeah, I just don't, just because some influencer called it the fart walk.
Well,
sort of stupid.
So now you're upset with the fart walk people?
No, I just don't. It's just, I just don't see your doctor going, well, Josh, I tell you what, you're not doing enough fart walking.
Is that right, Doc? Because,
there's a song, you know, fart walking. Fart walking.
You know, you need to come to grips with something. The internet is an amazing invention, but you're going to have stuff that irritates you, like fart walking.
Because morons are allowed
but
to use
then
it.
You're going to... You can't do
going
that
for a walk,
either.
Going
then you're
going to
find
walk,
something you love.
Going for a walk after dinner has been a staple of humanity since the dawn of time.
That's not true.
You know, Grog, after he finished his...
Do you go for a walk after dinner?
Yeah, almost all the time.
Well, because you have to walk your dog.
Sometimes society needs reminders, and this is one of those. Hey, how about a nice walk after dinner? Yeah.
Now, don't you prefer the fart sit, Josh?
I will say...
You eat a pizza and a hot dog, and you sit down.
You know...
When was the last time you had a pizza?
I really like the idea that the one pizza, the whole pizza, wasn't enough. I just needed a hot dog to really cap it all.
That's a hell of a meal right there.
And yes, it's not easy to find a place where you can get pizza and a hot dog.
Because a pizza is such a full meal.
So I order a pizza, eat it, and then I have to make myself a hot dog.
Here's the thing, though. Why don't they have hot dog in the crust of some of the pizzas? That's
an amazing
idea.
Maybe the curve has something to do with it.
Over the weekend, I went to the store and I got those biscuits. What are those called?
Crescent rolls.
The crescent rolls. And I couldn't remember the name of it. And I said to Hart, okay, sweetie, I'm going to make you your favorite, Angels in a Basket. And she looked at me like, what?
Angels in a Basket?
You mean pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket is what I meant to say. So now we had him again the next day. So it's now at our house. Angels in a Basket is the new name.
That's nice.
Pigs in a blanket.
Name. That's very nice.
I couldn't think of it.
Angels in a Basket.
Now, do you join in on this meal or is it just turtles?
Yeah, they're delicious. I never had them as a kid. I had one for the first time a couple of years. They're great.
Do you put cheese in them? Do you slice the hot dog and put little bits of cheese in it?
I just do them straight.
Okay.
Clean.
Okay.
Just hot dog.
You got to get dips. You got to get the dips going for the pig in a blanket.
What do you dip them in?
Well, honey mustard, whatever you like.
Oh, no, I don't dip.
Yeah, but in any event.
Okay, yeah, I'm a little bit. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry.
No, that's your right, Chick.
Just kidding.
I couldn't agree more.
You know what? What'd he do? Kill somebody? No, he mentioned honey mustard.
Dip honey mustard. Oh, God.
Did you ever go in a...
No. I would have understood that.
Yeah.
Christy, did you ever go on the so-called fart walk?
No.
You don't have dinner and then go for a walk with your guy?
Not usually, no.
Really?
I mean, we should start.
Are you farting in front of your husband yet?
Yeah, but I don't mean to. It's an accident. He's never done it in front of me, ever.
Tell him audible fart or just this?
Yeah, audible.
Oh.
Has he done this? An audible fart and, boy.
No.
Ah, jeez.
All right. He's never done that. Whew. Never.
Ever to the gangster lean and, yeah. And light a candle?
Okay, so. No.
How about somebody step on a duck? That's one.
That's
of my
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Did you hear that barking spider?
I never heard of barking spider.
Barking spiders.
Yeah, you go. Oh, man, those damn barking spiders.
What?
They'll get you. Watch out.
In any event, so they're suggesting that obviously you do an after meal walk, which
yes.
Makes sense, but
everyone in my neighborhood does one.
Yeah, but no one's going
to leave the restaurant.
Sorry, hey, Dolores and Dave are outside. They must be on their fart walk.
Well, last time I got behind him in the stairway. Yikes.
Now, does this count on treadmills in a crowded gym?
Yeah. The shart walk.
Yeah.
Do you have your headphones or earbuds?
Too active. Yeah. You know, I've experienced that.
I've experienced that, too.
Just remember... Because you, just because you have your earbuds in and can't hear them.
That's so, yeah, that's so true.
I was mowing the lawn and I stopped, and as I was pushing my mower back to the garage, I had music going in my Raycons, and I was farting loudly.
And then I went, oh, man. If anybody's out here, they heard it. And luckily, I didn't see anybody, but...
I thought that was a push mower. I keep hearing this. Yeah.
He's also fertilizing his lawn.
Okay. Oh, we should have done the song of, these toots are made for walking.
That's not bad.
That's just what they'll do. Coming up, comedian Greg Warren, comedian Reno Collier. But right now we have more news from Christy
and Lee. More exercise news. A woman accused of biting the finger off a fellow gym goer during a fight over exercise equipment recently. Whoa. This fight began when a woman, identified only as Leticia, was warned she had been using a leg press machine for too long. The 66-year-old jumped up and immediately began to assault her accuser, identified as Rosanna. Security footage captured at the facility shows two women pummeling one another as employees try to break up the fight. At one point, Leticia bit off the other woman's fingertip.
What?
Yeah, it was retrieved for evidence, Josh, though it's not known if physicians were able to reattach it.
That's insanity.
On the bright side, she lost a little weight.
Oh,
yeah, the one Rosanna did.
Not much, admittedly. Yeah.
Boy.
Ugh.
What are you doing? And
she can't point her out in a lineup.
No. She can only.
She's got that stump.
Only stump her out.
Yeah.
Yeah, a stump.
Okay, well.
Oh. That's not the exercise you need.
Mm,
a new study finds playing video games can enhance your recovery from work stress. Researchers discovered that video gaming had a significant positive impact on psychological detachment from work. Participants who played video games were better able to forget about work-related concerns and mentally distance themselves from their job. This research published in the journal Applied Psychology. None of you probably watched the series House of Cards, but
I did.
The president would come back and he would play video games after a tough day at the office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah.
You think the president should be?
Oh, I think if you're
president right now,
anything it takes to blow off some steam is fine.
Yeah.
I always hated it when they would give presidents a heart. Did you see who had a beer at the basketball game? The president.
No kidding.
Give the guy a break.
No joke.
I hope he has 9 beers.
Maybe he names all his enemies in the video game after real world leaders.
Oh, yeah.
What if he has 9 beers and changes it from United States of America to United States of America?
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
A drunken evening.
That's your president.
And they put a roller skate on the flag. Huh?
I think all presidents should be above the law.
Is that right?
That's right. He's president.
Okay.
But he's not a king.
Be careful wish for.
Hand me the red phone.
This news story is about the average person at work.
Yes.
They get off work, they want to unwind, and they say from a psychological standpoint, playing video games is...
Do any of you play video games?
No, because I would play them too much.
Really?
I don't have any gaming systems, because that's what I would do.
Gotcha.
I just know me.
No.
The best way to relieve stress at work is to play video games at work.
Oh.
That way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Check out.
What?
I love working retail. I just go in the back and play video games. Don't wait on anybody. They'll leave eventually.
Yeah, they'll give up.
That's the Chick McGee.
Loss prevention.
Made my nut this week.
Chick McGee 7-Eleven
hey,
manager.
You weren't there when those damn kids came over at 11:30 at night, shoplifting and everything wasn't nailed down, okay? You don't know. You weren't there.
But you weren't either. I mean, you were there, but you just were hiding from the customers.
That's right.
Okay. Well,
and you said they knew you were in there, and they would often yell things like, let us in.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we would
I'm happy.
Do a little anti-tax palate cleanser.
Oh, okay.
Hey, babies.
No.
Who's that sexy man? Who's that?
It's Ace Cosby.
He hit the wrong button.
Okay.
Just go ahead, Ace, like nothing's happened.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
Remember the deep voice. Ace Cosby. Joke of the day.
We all love the old game Pac-Man.
Oh, sure.
No. Yeah. Pac-Man.
He's not your premise.
Hate it. Hate Pac-Man. Hate Miss Pac-Man more.
Check. What was Pac-Man's favorite kitchen utensil?
What's Pac-Man's favorite kitchen utensil?
Thank you, Tom. I don't know. A wok.
A waka 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 waka.
That was Ace of the joke of the day.
I go with appliance in that case.
Funny stuff, huh?
An appliance? No.
You think you consider a wok a utensil?
It's not an appliance.
Yeah. Would you say a blender is an appliance?
Yes.
It's much like a wok.
No, a wok.
Two different ballgames.
Yeah, I am so mad at all of you. A wok is an appliance.
A wok is just a pan.
Are you saying a wok
is a pan?
All right. Listen to this.
Is a wok a pan?
Is a wok more an appliance or more a utensil?
More utensil.
You are so full of S. I've never been more mad on this show. You are all lunatics.
Well, the good thing is,
how could you? Do you think this is
getting more laughs than the Ace's joke.
What about a colander? Is a colander a utensil or an appliance?
I don't know what category that falls in.
What's the difference between a colander and a wok?
What about
a plug-in wok?
No, you don't.
The hell, you guys have lesser woks then.
My wok is a pan, like a frying pan.
The good ones over the cooker.
Wait a minute. I think if you're going to get an electric wok, you're talking a whole new ballgame.
Thank you.
I might be on the appliance.
Electric wok is an appliance, but most people's woks.
That's
are
the only wok there is.
No, those aren't woks.
That's like an electric toothbrush.
I guarantee you. You go into the next Chinese restaurant you see.
Yeah.
The woks are not plugged in.
Then I'm walking out.
You're not
stumbling in?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You ever see a walk in the park?
So you have a plug-in walk?
I'm walking out.
Plug-in walk?
Wow.
You got plug-in walk, buddy?
That's right, folks. I need you to step up to my game.
Is it immersible?
How do you wash your wok?
You don't wash your wok. They're like a cast iron skillet.
Yeah, you season it.
So you got the wok in the bedroom plugged in.
This is so lame. When he cuts out the one bass note, what an idiot.
I am not making this up.
That gets your attention.
I love Tom like a brother, or if you want to really examine me, maybe a father figure. Yes. I'm not sure. But every break that we've come off of this morning, Tom has started to, headphones off. Here's what I hate.
Every single break.
I see it over here,
I hate that.
I only have so much time left in this life. I've got to start spreading the news.
Well, then why don't you take the other spin and be positive and say, gosh, I really like that. Or, just change your attitude a little.
You're asking a dog
wrong day
to drive a car. You understand?
Why don't you just drive a car?
Exactly.
You old dog.
And I've already decided most people shouldn't be allowed to drive.
Well, I'm with you on that one.
Have you driven anywhere lately?
Get off your phone.
It's bad.
I had a guy almost do a head-on collision with me yesterday on the phone. Some guys, I look up.
They're all on their phone. Yeah, everybody's on the phone.
I'm guilty, right? And I need to apologize to the man that I almost T-boned.
I almost T-boned him.
Thank God he was paying attention, because I wasn't. And you know how when you're sitting at a double lane and the one lane goes to turn left?
Sure.
I could go.
Yeah.
And I started to go, and it was close. I ran a red light bigger than anything, and I am so sorry.
Again, most people shouldn't be allowed to drive.
Yeah.
I almost followed a guy home because I ran a stop sign.
Yeah.
The guy was paying enough attention not to let me cause an accident. And I thought, I should follow. I want to follow him home and just apologize.
Then you're going to get shot.
I know.
Yeah.
But I wanted to apologize. And be like, dude.
And I did that too. I wanted to stop it. I'm so sorry.
Yes, you just want to apologize. I am so sorry.
I forget. Someone had this great idea years ago, which was, every license plate should be your cell phone number. So you could call up and say, hey, you're the jackass that just ran the... And then you could go, I'm so sorry. Yes, I am that jackass. Forgive me.
Yeah, it was awful.
Okay.
Horrible.
All right. Well, let's get back on topic.
Well, I know what to get you guys for Christmas.
What?
Plug-in walks.
Plug-in walks.
I don't have room for that. Please don't get me one. Well, can't store another appliance.
Yeah, get me two of them so I can crap in one and cover it up with the other. How about that?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.